Record. This is case number 1200111. The appellant is Calvin Haynes. This matter involves the tow of a vehicle. There is no one present in the hearings room. My name is Chief Hearings Officer William Guzman. Today is January 23, 2020, and the time is 3:08 in the afternoon. There is a notice of hearing in the case that was emailed to Calvin Haynes at the email address provided, indicating that the date, time, and location of the hearing is January 23, 2020 at 3 p.m. in room 3000 on the third floor, 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. And that is the date, time, and location of where we are. And so I find that the appellant received adequate notice and has waived their right to be present. The file also includes a fax transmittal that indicates that the notice of hearing that I just went over was faxed to the Portland Police Records Division. And that fax confirmation indicates that it did go through. And that was on January 22. And the police records division did submit some documents in response. And so I find that the police bureau has received adequate notice of the hearing today and has waived their right to be present. Since this is an in-storage tow, I need to make a decision on the record. At this time, I admit all of the exhibits that were submitted to the online case management system for our office. And the first issue is whether or not I have jurisdiction in this matter. The rules limit our authority to review decisions by the city to tow a vehicle pursuant to code 16.30.220 or code 1630.225. And in this matter, it is unclear, based on what the appellant submitted, that there's an issue of whether the police officer ordered the vehicle towed or if they simply were, as a courtesy, placing the phone call on behalf of the appellant to call a tow truck to the scene. To the extent that the police officer merely arrived on scene where appellant's vehicle was broken down in a lane of traffic, and used the police officer's phone to call the tow truck, that would be a courtesy. And I do not have jurisdiction to review the validity or invalidity of that, that courtesy call. On the other hand, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that for purposes of this hearing, the police officer was ordering the vehicle towed pursuant to Chapter 16. In that case, I find that this was a valid tow because the vehicle was creating a hazard and it was impeding or likely to impede the normal flow of traffic on the road in which it was stopped. To the extent that the appellant is unhappy with some of the charges associated with the towed vehicle, that is not something that this office can help with. The authority I'm granted is to either validate or invalidate the tow. I am finding that it's a valid tow, and that means that the appellant is responsible for the towing and storage charges. To the extent that there's a fee that the appellant is unhappy with, that was issued by the police bureau, complaints of that nature can go to the independent police review in the auditor's office, or the ombudsman, also with the auditor's office, field complaints about city practices that have to do with the police officers. Nothing further. We're off record.